Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, and if you're Jewish right now, you're probably fasting if it's before sundown, because this is the day, the full day of Yom Kippur, from sundown last night to sundown tonight, the Day of Atonement. But friends, we want to get this clear to you. At services today, Jewish people are weeping and gnashing teeth. There's a variety of services that occur, I mean, literally all day in synagogue.
All day.
Repenting of your sins. And frankly, just going through the motions, unfortunately, because the blood makes atonement for the soul, and Jewish people are in synagogue and crying. Then there's a memorial service.
It's a time of remembering those who have gone on before us, passed away. It's called the Yisker service.
And it's very sad. People crying all over the place.
Sure. It's a very sad time. People are fasting. People are actually fainting. There's, you know,
smelling
salts around. But it's a longing. It's a time of longing that our sins are forgiven. Now, this wasn't the way it was in ancient Israel.
No, but let me just add something. And then comes the end of the service, and there's typically a big break fast activity, whether it's at the synagogue or in someone's home, and we've been fasting for 24 hours, and everybody
is... more than 24 hours, but who's counting?
Everybody is hungry, and the point is, then when you fress, you start to eat, and man, do you pack it in. And frankly, people forget what it was all about really quickly.
Yeah, and sometimes even at synagogues, especially if Yom Kippur, it doesn't this year, but if it occurs on a weekend, there might even be a dance or a party held afterward.
To break the fast.
Mm-hmm.
To break the fast. And especially if you go to some of the more liberal, like a Reform congregation, you'll find that in those old days services, the men are often out on the front porch talking about sports and things like that. They make their appearance, but they're not really doing it with their heart.
Even when I was growing up, Jeff, I was in an Orthodox synagogue with my grandparents, always on Yom Kippur, and it's a very repetitive service.
Oh,
it's one right after the other, and it's basically the same stuff over and over again. I'd go out on the fire escape and catch caterpillars. You know, it just was not engaging.
Although, there's no meaning to it without Yeshua.
Yeah. You know, ultimately, that's the problem.
Okay, so here's the point. What we do today, what we, the Jewish religion, does today, and of course, Ted and I are believers in Jesus, so we don't have this problem, but what the Jewish religion does today is but a shadow of what God intended when he wrote this stuff back in Leviticus, that you should afflict your souls and have an offering unto the Lord. He had Jesus in mind when he said that. And so we know that. So if we go back into the book of Leviticus, which we're actually going to do tomorrow, but we're going to see how God set up the specific activities at the Holy Temple at Jerusalem. Now, there's no more Holy Temple.
No.
So we can't do it this way anymore, but that's fine because he took care of it through Jesus.
Just remember, friends, it's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. It's not the beating of the chest. It's not sitting all day in synagogue. It's not even fasting. It's the blood that makes atonement.
Yeah, you know, we would say in Christianity, we'd say that's a works mentality. The idea that God's going to like me because I suffered enough to make him happy. That's works. So, you know, that I tried hard enough to prove my, I fasted for 24 hours. Now God's going to love me. No, God loved you before you fasted. God will love you even if you don't fast. The issue is, what's your relationship with him? And you won't get that relationship strictly by fasting or strictly by going to synagogue or church, for that matter, for 24 hours straight or whatever, or doing things. It's your faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. It's your faith that will please God, and faith that's in Yeshua, Jesus, is the faith that makes your relationship with God right. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is based on your faith in Jesus, not on religion.
Friends, it's the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, that covers, makes atonement for our sins. If you'd like more information, perhaps you're Jewish and you just tuned into this station, write to us, care of the website, messianicminutes.com. If you're a believer in Jesus, write to us through the website, messianicminutes.com. We'd love to hear from you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah.